Herzlich willkommen zu Saatkorn, deinem Podcast mit Inspiration für eine bessere Arbeitswelt. Hallihallo und herzlich willkommen zum Saatkorn Podcast. Heute nach langer Zeit mal wieder jemand, der oder die in dem Fall Englisch spricht. Und dafür muss ich dann natürlich auch in die englische Sprache switchen. Müsst ihr diese Woche mal aushalten. Aber ich glaube, es lohnt sich, weil mein Gast, glaube ich, eine sehr interessante Person ist. Okay, so I have a guest from the Netherlands today, which I'm really looking forward to. And she's a very interesting person. Her name is Anna Willems and she's the founder of the Curious School. Welcome to Saatkorn, Anna.
Thank you so much, Gero.
For me, it was surprising when I got to know you actually via LinkedIn. And you told me that someone suggested you to come on this show. So,
yeah, interesting, right? Yeah, she was listening to the show and she said, maybe you can inspire more people with your story. So that's why I reached out.
I'm sure that this will be very inspirational. So, let's talk a little bit about you. How did you come to this point in your working life? So now that you have the Curious School, but you're also the founder of a creative agency called We Are the Curious. So curiosity is a big topic for you, obviously. But how did this all start?
How did this all start? That's a really good question. Actually, I think fueled by my own curiosity, obviously. But I started off as a journalist. And when I was 22, 23, I started to work as a camera woman. And actually, I wanted to make documentaries, but somehow I ended up making shitty reality television. And it was fun at the beginning, because when you're 23 and you're allowed to fly to Ibiza for work, it all feels really cool. But I missed the depth in my work. Mm-hmm. And then I started to question myself, what if I could do the job of my dreams or start a project of my dreams? And that question, a really important question for everybody, I would say, actually brought me with many ideas. And actually, I had so many ideas that I couldn't pick one. And at that point, I was also together with a friend. And we started this together. And we asked the question, what do all these ideas and opportunities have in common? And then it was like, wow, it's our curiosity. And then it's like, wow, that's a beautiful topic. Lots of people actually have the lack of ideas or find it hard to come up with new concepts. But for us, it's so easy. How can we spark that in others? And by that, we got obsessed with the topic of curiosity. And we started the journey into curiosity. And right now, I would like to say that I'm doing that for over 5 years. And I became a little bit a curiosity expert, a curiosity geek, knowing how it works, knowing how it can help people, and especially also companies.
Oh, that's fascinating. And before we talk a little bit more in depth about your company, but also the school, let's stay with this topic. You wanted to find something in your life that really meant something to you, as I understood. And I can really, really, really relate to this. Probably most of the people that are listening now can relate to this idea, because it's connected to purpose, which is, of course, a big topic also in the field of HR, or perhaps a better word, in the world of people and culture, because if you don't really are passionate about what you're doing, why should you do it at the end of the day? Even if it might be fascinating, you might travel, you might get some money, and so on. But I guess most of the people, at least that I know, are on the search for an inner belief, and probably that's what really was driven you as well to become what you are now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I even like to say it's still driving me every day. And it's interesting to talk about purpose, right? I really believe that somehow, yes, of course, we have a main purpose, But I also think it's really dangerous to say, this is my purpose and I need to pursue that forever. You can also maybe practice something I like to call self-curiosity. And that's the ability to ask yourself questions a lifelong, being curious about your inner world. What's going on? What is driving me today? What did I learn on the way? And in that way, you stay forever under construction and you're also not setting yourself in a position that you need to pursue a purpose, which is maybe not your purpose anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Dreams can change. Maybe right now I'm into the topic of curiosity, but I don't know where this path is leading me towards.
I'm curious where this leads you to.
But it is me too.
Yeah, you're completely right. Of course, it's never good just to not have the flexibility to change and to self-reflect if this is still what you want to do. So curiosity, it sounds so simple as a concept. Just do what you want to do in terms of what you want to find out, what kind of experience you want to make. But I think it's not so easy because I see so many people who might be curious, perhaps, but who are not brave enough to follow this path. So
yeah.
I think this goes hand in hand. The one concept might be a little bit theoretical. I'm curious, okay. But the other thing is to really do something.
Yeah, it's beautiful how you say that. And actually, that's also a big factor of why I started the company, because after figuring out that curiosity was important for myself, I also realized how many jobs I worked in lacked curiosity and didn't actually support me being curious. So often I got told, like, time is money. We always did it that way. Anna, please stop asking questions. So yeah, we are all curious, but we are not always in an environment where we can practice this curiosity. And from there, it's also really hard to find that bravery, that spark back to just follow your passion. Because what if your environment is not supporting you at this point, at this moment? And then other factors that block your curiosity, for example, are fear or assumptions or the daily routines. You don't have time for it. So yeah, these are important key factors that block our curiosity and makes it hard to come back to that natural sense of wonder, which is actually all within us. It's part of our DNA. It's a survival mechanism.
Oh, absolutely. There's another aspect to it. Since a lot of people who are listening now, they are working in the corporate world. So they have like employers, big name employers, or perhaps mid-sized employers. But what I want to say is there's a surrounding. So it's not only about yourself, it's also about the surrounding, about the company that you're in. And there's always, I guess, it's also a question of balance. So how much compromise do you want to make? But how much... surrounding might you want to accept in your working life? So you seem to be very free since you're doing it on your own. You build your own company. But what would be the suggestion to other people who are working for employers? How should they face this concept?
Yeah, beautiful. Of course, you can also face this concept within a corporate company. Although it might not always be supported by all of your colleagues, find your own tribe of people that spark that curiosity within you. So find the people that help you to lead curious, the people that want to listen, the people that are open for critical questions, the people that are open for new ideas. So it's really important to create your own environment within an environment that helps you to get curious. And also, maybe when you face problems with people always telling you, yo, we always did it this way, time is money, it's not in your job description, don't do it. Speak to those people. Speak your truth. Tell them how it makes you feel. And it can be tough, but it's beautiful. You already mentioned it at the beginning. bravery is a huge part of curiosity. So, for example, when I was working at a big Dutch television station, I had a boss that didn't really inspire me. And it was interesting. At the beginning, I started highly curious and motivated. And after a while, I didn't recognize myself anymore. I became silent, disengaged, shy, afraid to make mistakes. And when you experience that yourself, that's maybe a good time to reflect. Am I still behaving how I want to behave? And what can I change? Maybe open up the conversation and maybe make your first step in reconnecting what is your passion and what do you like to do? Where's your natural curiosity flowing towards?
Yeah, this affords really a self-reflective process. And when I took a look at your website, the Career School, I will also link it in the show notes. I felt like this is very much or very close to the topic of coaching in a certain way, because to be open and let curiosity be part of your working life, I guess you have to have a certain way how you approach at least your working life, but probably it's very much tied also how you see the world in general and also your personal life, so life in general. So that brings me to the Career School that you founded. What is the idea of this school?
Yeah. The idea of this school is actually to create a workplace where we can build this culture of curiosity together. Because when companies support curiosity, the productivity increases, the innovative ideas increases. But at the same time, we get more happier and motivated people. And that's something we all want in this world, but somehow our structures, our routines, maybe our leadership styles, don't always create room for it. And when I started this concept, this school, this company, lots of people asked me, Anna, what? You're gonna spark curiosity? That's really weird, right? Creativity, okay, but curiosity, that's something you have it or you don't have it, which is actually not true because it's part of our DNA. And then I realized even more the importance. And nowadays, it's beautiful that I see more and more companies being aware of the power of curiosity. It's the motor for learning. And in that way, I'm trying to build curious leaders within companies that inspire others to follow this superpower. Because then people will be on positions that are good for them. Then companies will ask questions about the future. So maybe your job will disappear within the 1 to next 5 years due to AI or automation. Are you scared about it? Or are you going to see it as an opportunity? So lots of questions you have to ask yourself about the future, but also are you on the right path? Having empathy for your colleagues, seeing how curiosity works different for everybody. Yeah, there's just too much I can talk about around this topic. But that made me start this this school. I want to create future-proof organizations with happy employees. And I think curiosity is the start of that. It's on the base.
Great. That sounds very logical. In terms of the programs that you provide for companies and organizations, I understand that they are really custom made. And this is interesting in this time where almost everybody is talking about software as a service and technologically driven platforms, whereas your concept seems to be more individualized and really working with your customers to come up with the best concept to fit their individual needs for their companies. Is that the right understanding?
That's the right understanding. It's like I work on different levels. I inspire complete organizations by talks, workshops, or also by hosting, for example, a curiosity cafe that can be for everybody in the organization. Because if you want to start a culture of curiosity, you should start with creating awareness. Lots of people might not even be aware of this superpower or the importance, or that they are maybe blocking it for themselves or others. So the Curiosity cafes are really to get organizations started on this topic. But then I also really believe that it's important to train real curious leaders who can actually take my task to the organization. So I'm looking for the people who really want to make this change, maybe the CEOs themselves, maybe the HR leaders, maybe the culture builders within the organization. And I help them actually with creating a new leadership style. And I call it curious leadership. And with them becoming a curious leader, they can spread the message for me, you know, and I can help more organizations. And next to that, I just host a lot of inspirational talks around this topic.
I could imagine that a lot of people that are listening now to our small talk here might be interested in getting to know you, but also in having a discussion, what would it afford to enable you to provide them with some ideas regarding curiosity for their companies. So probably they can approach you via LinkedIn, and I'll link your profile also to the show notes. Is that the way?
Or? Yeah, perfectly. I really like that. You can reach out to me on LinkedIn or check out the website, thecuriousschool.com, and we get in touch. I'm curious to hear stories.
But you also provide talks and speeches, right?
Yes, that's true.
So, do you have some topics? I mean, obviously it's curiosity, but in terms of, do you have different angles how you talk about this topic?
Yeah, so I have three talks that I sell actually the most, or that I speak about the most, three topics. The first one is the power of curiosity. So why is it important? Why do we need it? What can make the difference for your company? Then I have a more in-depth talk about curious leadership. So how to lead curious? What is your behavior? What kinds of changes can you make? And also, curious leadership is not necessarily only for CEOs or managers or people who have like a high position. I always like to look at the concept leadership, like everybody is a leader, and you can start to unlock curiosity, the attitude of openness and a growth mindset in everybody. So that's the talk. And then I have one about the topic we started actually with, about self-curiosity. Because I really believe by getting to know yourself, you can also enable others to jump into this journey of self-discovery and following their passion. So that are the three main topics, but obviously I have many angles and many ways we can shape it.
Very interesting. Did you ever face the situation that somebody said, I want to create more self-curiosity within my company?
Not with this direct question, but I have faced people and clients that ask me like, hey, Anna, I have the feeling that people are not on the right position. Can you help me with that? And for me, it's okay, we need to go a step back. And that's also what you call purpose in the beginning. Let's explore, who am I today? What is driving me today? What are my values? And that's all a big part of self-curiosity. And I try to train self-curiosity as a skill so that after my program, you can start to keep this process going, right? Because the world is changing constantly, but you are also constantly changing. So maybe the goal you find today about your new direction or your new path can change over time. And then you should also have the ability to keep on reflecting on that. And that's also something we work on during this program.
Interesting. Did you create some underlying values for what you're doing in the Curious School?
Yeah, I've actually a lot of underlying values, because when I started highly curious together with a friend. She took another path. But when we started, we were super excited. And after a year of doing this, we figured out we weren't that curious ourselves anymore. You know, we were just sitting behind our laptops, going into organizations, advising people on how to lead curious or do things differently. And that was also when we started to talk about the values of our own company. And from that moment on, one of our values became really like practice what you preach, walk the talk. And sometimes that is even through forcing it or creating time for it. So one of the values is like that we experiment every once in a while and not just experiment within our own work, but really do something to step out of our comfort zone, to train our own mindset. Another value of the Curious School is that we are forever under construction. So right now I'm talking about the version of the Curious School we are today, but the world is changing, I am changing. So is the company still serving the needs of my clients? Is the company still serving my own needs, my own passions? And by being forever under construction, you also build a culture of testing. So you feel free to reshape your company. You don't need perfection. You're always changing and learning. So that's one of the values. We work location independent. I call it a pop-up philosophy. And for example, we had an office in Amsterdam, and then it was really the startup vibe, cool. Then during COVID, I moved to Thailand to practice and experience how it is to be a digital nomad. And then I questioned myself, is it still working? And then I realized, no, I want to come back to Europe. And currently I'm working between Portugal and the Netherlands most of the time. So it's all about asking questions. Yeah, many values.
I love that. Stepping out of the comfort zone. And again, this is also related not only to curiosity, but also to bravery, as you already said. When was the last time that you did something for the first time?
Oh, that's a good question. The last time I did something for the first time. No, actually, that was last week when I attended a Web3 event. And for me, that's completely Chinese. But I am highly into discovering the future and how we take stand in technologies that might change our futures. And that's by learning about it as well. So I went to an event called Web3 Wednesday to hear and learn what is Web3.
Great. Okay. Very interesting. Web3, a big concept, too big for this discussion right now. And also the time is running, unfortunately. It's great talking to you, but I'm already here with my last question. Since Saatkorn has a claim, inspiration for better working world, what did inspire you the last time? What do you want to share with the listeners of this podcast?
Now, we talked a lot about purpose and also about motivation. And combined with curiosity, that's, I think, also being able to stay the lifelong learner also about yourself. And recently, I listened to a podcast of Tony Robbins. I don't know if you know him, but he's like a huge American motivational speaker. And they were talking about the concept of I am. And I am is actually a really strong saying, right? It's like, I am a consultant. I am a copywriter. And maybe this makes you also less flexible. So what I learned from that podcast, and they didn't necessarily say it, but my takeaway was like, what if I say, I am a curiosity expert for now. And that sets me free, right? Because it keeps the playfulness, it keeps the ability to question myself, and also I can let go of things when they don't longer serve me. So I am a consultant for now. I'm a podcast host for now. I am a copywriter for now. Let's see what the future brings, right?
I love that concept, very inspirational. Thanks for that one. And that also relates to the beginning of our talk in terms of purpose, where you already also mentioned it might be your purpose for now, but this might change. Great yeah. talk. Was great talking to you, Anna. And thank you very much that you took half an hour time to talk to Saatkorn. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Likewise. Thank you so much.
I wish you all the best. And yeah, I'm pretty sure we'll stay in contact. So all the best also for the Curious School.
Nice. Thank you so much, Gero.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hat dir diese Saatkorn-Podcast-Episode gefallen? Dann komm doch am 6. und 7. Juni nach Berlin. Da gibt's das RC23 Festival unter dem Motto Open Your Mind to Recruit and Retain. Wir wollen da gemeinsam lernen, netzwerken und feiern. Mit über 130 SpeakerInnen auf 7 Stages, In- und Outdoor, mit 6 Panels, 5 Workshops, 4 Talks, 2 Book Signing Sessions, ganz spannenden Keynotes, Praxis Cases, en masse, einer großen HR Tech und Startup Area mit 40 Startups und HR Tech Lösungen, mit eigenen Focus Stages für die Themen Recruiting, Retention und Ausbildung und vieles, vieles mehr. Eine geile Party gibt es am 6. Juni obendrauf, super Live-Act, DJ, Open End, Food and Drinks included. Tickets gibt ab sofort unter www.rc23.de. Ich freue mich, wenn wir uns dort sehen. Bis dann. Ciao.